All right, let's dive in. Today, we're tackling a question that's probably crossed everyone's mind at some point. Electric razor or the classic wet shave? Which reigns supreme?
It's a battle for the ages, isn't it? And lucky for us, we've got the wisdom of the Bearded Colonel to guide us. Their website's a gold mine of shaving info.
It really is. And one thing that struck me was they compare wet shaving to, get this, enjoying a vintage record player. Are we overthinking this, or is it really that deep an experience?
You know what they're getting at is the whole ritual of it. Wet shaving, it's not just about getting rid of hair, right? It's the warm lather, the scent, that time carved out for yourself, almost meditative.
Yeah, I can see that, taking a moment for yourself. But practicality-wise, I'm all about efficiency, and even the Bearded Colonel admits electric shavers are faster.
Oh, absolutely. They're quicker. What, 2-3 minutes faster?
Okay.
But the question they pose is, are those few minutes worth potentially sacrificing a better shave?
There's that trade-off. Time saved versus maybe a closer shave, that whole experience. But speaking of the shave itself, does one actually give you a better, smoother result?
Well, the Bearded Colonel seems pretty clear on this. They're team wet shave all the way. They say because the razor's actually cutting the hair right at the skin surface, you get a closer shave than with electric, which often just trims, leading to quicker stubble.
That's a good point. Though, doesn't a sharper blade also up the risk of nicks and cuts, especially for someone who's new to this?
We're not wrong. And the article does mention there's a bit of a learning curve with wet shaving, but they stress that the right technique plus a good razor can seriously reduce nicks and irritation.
Technique is key. And speaking of, I remember them talking about choosing the right razor.
Big time. And this is where it gets interesting. They go into detail about the different types of electric shavers, like foil versus rotary, and how they work with different beard types.
Okay, now that's news to me. Lay it on me.
So foil shavers, they've got those oscillating blades and seem to be better for finer hair, detail work. While rotary shavers with the rotating heads are more powerful, better for coarser, thicker beards, apparently.
So knowing your beard is key when picking an electric shaver. It's not one size fits all, just like deciding between wet and electric itself. Though, let's be real, for a lot of us, the big decider is cost. Which one's going to hit the wallet harder?
Oh yeah, cost is a biggie. Gotta factor that in. And the Bearded Colonel, they actually break it down pretty well.
They do, and they don't shy away from the fact that those electric razors, they can be an investment.
For sure. They said the prices could range, like, what, from 60 quid to over 250? That's not chump change. Though their argument is, long-term, you might actually save money compared to always having to buy new blades.
Which, let's face it, blades are their own expense, right? Didn't the article mention those fancy multi-blade cartridges can run you like 20 quid a pack?
Ouch, yeah, that adds up. And that's actually their segue into their own thing. They've got a more affordable 5-blade razor. Clever, right? Addressing that very problem.
Smart cookie, for sure. But business aside, I was really intrigued by what they said about wet shaving being good for your skin, the whole exfoliation thing.
Right. Who knew? Apparently, lightly scraping off that dead skin, it's like a mini spa treatment. They even compared it to what some women do for smoother skin.
Two birds, one stone, huh?
Yeah.
Thought it was just about hair removal. So, smoother skin, potentially closer shave, too?
Yeah.
But there's got to be a downside, right? There's always a catch.
Well, yeah. No pain, no gain, as they say. They do admit razor burn is a real thing with wet shaving, and they're upfront that bad technique, cheap razors, that's just asking for trouble.
Yeah, makes sense. So, good tools. And mastering the technique. Which reminds me, didn't they say electric shavers might be better for the guys going for that stubble look these days?
Yeah, they did. That's where electric really shines, it seems. Because getting that perfect stubble with a wet shave, that's an art, takes time. And honestly, who's got time for that every day? But a lot of electric razors, they've got those trim settings, makes it easy to keep the stubble looking sharp.
Talk about convenience. Although, I think they mentioned even the best stubble, like the most sought-after look, comes from a wet shave a day or two before.
They did say that. Guess even the biggest electric shaver fan has to admit some things, the old ways are still the best. It's all about what you're after, right? That super crisp stubble or the speed of electric.
So it's all a balancing act then. Time we've got versus sticking with traditions or maybe just wanting things to be easy versus, like you said, that perfect look in the mirror. It sounds like there's no right answer, just what works for each person, right?
Yeah, pretty much. And I think the Bearded Colonel, they'd agree with that. They definitely love their wet shaves, but they're real about it too. Electric shavers, they've got their place, especially these days when everyone's in a rush.
Which is nice to see. Not being pushy, just giving us the info to figure out our own style.
Yeah, exactly. They even said themselves, sometimes they use both, depends on what's going on.
There you have it, folks. Even the pros mix it up.
Yeah.
So what do you say for everyone listening, after all this, how do they pick a side?
$1 million question, huh? If I had to throw out one last thought, it'd be this. Forget the pros and cons for a sec, the prices, all those technical details, and just think, what makes you feel good, confident, you know?
No, that's something I can get behind. Confidence is key. Because really, we're not just talking about getting the closest shave. It's about feeling good, feeling like yourself.
Right. It.
Nailed it. So whether you're a wet shave pro, an electric fan, or switch it up, do what works for you. And most importantly, rock that style.